Yeshiva's currently on break, but I wanted to make sure that we continue our learning of Yismach Yisrael to try to be mashlim all of the wonderful parshios that fall out after the Zman in YU. So I'd like to learn together today the first piece on Parshas Bahar. V'chisomer manu chal b'shana ha-shvi'es. The parsha, of course, describes the inyan of Shemitah, and a person may ask, says the Torah, what will we eat in the seventh year? Hein lo nizra v'lo ne'esof es tu'aseinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, even though you haven't planted, even though it's going to be a different type of year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you tremendous bracha in the sixth year, and that'll carry over to the seventh and to the eighth year as well. And the Yismach Yisrael explains here a really remarkable idea, how the process of Shemitah parallels much of our life, and how it parallels the process of Sfiras HaOmer as well. He begins, Al pi di'isa b'svarim HaKadoshim, by quoting from the Svarim HaKadoshim, a Gemara in Maseches Beitza, on Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph. Zachar es Yom HaShabbos l'Kadosho. Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, we should remember the Shabbos to sanctify it. And the Gemara explains in Beitza, Michad b'shaba l'shabasa, that already from Sunday, a person is already preparing and is mindful of Shabbos. Right? We do this, we reflect this every day when we count the, when we say the Yom, Hayom Yom b'Shabbos. We reflect that each day of the week is mekusher to the Makor HaBracha, which is Shabbos. Shezeh remez shemitchilas shnos ha'adam tzarech lahachin es atzmo. But on a more global level, on a life level, it implies to us that not only must I prepare on Sunday for Shabbos, but I have to prepare from the earlier years of one's life, of my life, for the later years of one's life. Besur me'rav ase tov. That's true both in terms of conquering one's Yetzer Hara and in terms of engaging in positive activities. In order to prepare myself from the, so to speak, the first decade of my life, to prepare for the latter decades of my life, haynu eser hashvi mechayev, using the model of David HaMelech, entail emyemeshen oseinu shivim shana, that the average life of a person is 70 years. So I have to try to begin the process of preparing myself already from the first decade for the final decade. That I should always be mindful of the fact that life goes by quickly, and we have to constantly prepare for our Shabbos for that 70th year. And halavai, a person should live longer. But David HaMelech is reflecting a certain reality that that 70 is already considered a full lifetime. Va'yom ha'shvi yom shekulo Shabbos ha'olam haba. And of course, to prepare ourselves from that which comes after, which is again in the weekly model is Shabbos, and in our lifetime, hopefully after a life of proper service of Hashem in this world, we come to a higher level of living called Olam Haba, whichever Shita we understand that to be, whatever Olam Haba exactly means, but something greater and something more elevated, something more Shabbistic beyond this world as we know it today. Umisha tarach be'erev Shabbos yochal b'Shabbos, and as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, one who prepares and one who works on Erev Shabbos, and that doesn't only mean Erev Shabbos, but it means in the days leading up to Shabbos. Again, that could be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But all the more so, as one gets closer to Shabbos, the increased efforts for Shabbos on a simple, again, weekly level is true. And it's true, hopefully, as one gets closer to the end of one's life, one is more contemplative and more reflective and more thoughtful and serious in that way. So the Gemara says, a person who works on Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. Begam Isa b'sefer Avodas Yisrael, the Kashetzer Magid, in his section on Pirkei Avos, quotes the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, an amazing idea. On the Pasuk, Bacharish uvakatsir tishbos. The Pasuk from Shmos Perek Lamedalit, that a person should desist from plowing and from harvesting. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara, whether or not that's a reference to Shabbos or to Shemitah. They're both true based on what we're learning here, using both models as being connected. But the Kashetzer Magid quotes the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh as explaining, Shahayamim mikamei shabasa, Hu chamishi revi'i shishi, the days that precede Shabbos in halacha. We know that if a document says before Shabbos, that means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If a document says after Shabbos, that means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. One can continue to recite Havdalah until Tuesday. So the Baal Shem Tov explained that apparently the word b'charish uvakatzer tishbos, right, the shorish of the word charish, ches, reish, shin, is Rashi Tevos chamishi revi'i shishi, the 3 days that precede Shabbos. So what does it mean? B'charesh u'v'katzer tishbos. V'acherei shabasa hu berishon v'sheni v'shlishi hu akzira mikedushas l'shabbos. We have, so to speak, the plowing that precedes Shabbos, Chamishi, Revi'i, Shishi, the Rashi Tevos of the word Choresh. And we have the days that follow Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which is, so to speak, the Ktzira, the harvest from Shabbos, with Shabbos as the centerpiece of our existence, the focus of our existence. V'gam v'vuar b'hamekubalim. Furthermore, we find in Kabbalistic sources that the word Shana is b'gematria Sfira, that the Hebrew word for year is the same gematria, 355, as the word Sfira. And therefore what? As we talk about these 7 years, we're also talking about the 7 weeks of Sfira Somer. V'asfira ha-shishis nikra yisod kiyadu. And as we work our way through this week, the week of Yisod, the sixth of the seven lower Sfiros is known as Yisod. V'kasher nosein, and that would, I guess, correspond to Erev Shabbos in this model. V'kasher nosein odem alibo, be'emes v'ma'amake libo, ba'achas mishalosh eila azmanim. So when a person contemplates, again, these three models that we're looking at together, and you think in a deep way, and recognize that what? Kasher yagia l'shishim shana, that when I reach the sixth decade of my life, and I'm 60 years old, shumerumas l'shana hashishis, which corresponds to the sixth year in the Shemitah cycle, or kasher yagia yom hashishi l'achar chatzos hayom, shemitznoyseis or kedusha Shabbos, or when I reach Friday afternoon, and it's getting closer and closer to Shabbos, and a person starts to realize, hold on a second, it's almost Shabbos, and that brings us again back to the pasuk that we started with. When a person standing in the sixth year will start to wonder, wait a minute, what's going to be in the seventh year? What's going to be in the Shemitah? What's going to be in the conclusion of Sfiras HaOmer as I prepare myself for Kabbalah HaTorah? And what's going to be as I enter the final stretch of one's life? K'muvur b'harizal. When a person reaches that sixth week of Sfiras HaOmer, which is a reference to the Midah of Yesod, the Sphere of Yesod, Lebechinas alluded to, he says in the words, Eila Ezkra v'eshbacha alai nafshi. Eila is gematria, he says, 36. And therefore, when I begin to count the 36th day of the Omer, as I enter into the sixth week of the Omer, Shua Schala Shvua Shichas Midas Yesod, and a person starts to say, Eila Ezkra v'eshbacha alai nafshi. I have to start preparing myself, softening my heart, making myself ready for Shabbos, Yom Kabbalah Satorah, which everyone agrees took place on a Shabbos. So when a person enters into the week of Yesod, v'yasim al libo lisho, and he starts to ask himself, ma nochal b'shana hashviyas? What will I in fact eat in the seventh year? O b'Shabbos Kodesh. Again, Shabbos Kodesh as Shabbos, and both the model of of all of these shmitos and shabbosos and checkpoints in one's life. Eich nargish kedushas ha-Shabbos Kodesh, noam arevus mesikus. How am I going to what? How am I going to eat in the seventh year? How am I going to experience? If I don't spend the week mindful of Shabbos, how am I going to taste and experience the sweet pleasure of Shabbos? Again, the lashon of eating is often synonymous with enjoying. Shekola ta'anugim nikra'am achila. All pleasure is referred to as achila. For example, we find that the Targum translates the psukim at the end of Mishpatim, ve'yechazu esadokim v'yochlu v'yishtu, that they perceive the divine, and they ate and they drank. The Targum understands that not necessarily that they sat down and had a meal, but that they were able to, so to speak, consume the Shechina, that they were drunk from the Shechina, and that they were satiated by the Shechina, that they had an experience of tremendous tanug that parallels eating and drinking. So a person will ask himself, what's going to be with me when Shabbos comes? L'asher lo echenu esatzmeinu b'charisha v'zriya. I didn't prepare with the charisha and the zriya. I wasn't mindful in the years of Choresh, of Chamishi, Revi'i, Shishi, V'heich Niktzor. So what's going to be? How am I going to harvest? How am I going to reap the benefits? Oh, again, switching back to the other model, B'shnas HaShishim, one will ask, not from the sixth day, but from this, or the sixth year, but from the 60th year, Ma'na Aseh L'yom Adin L'yom HaTochacha, what's going to be when the day of rebuke and judgment comes upon me? B'asher lo zar'anu v'lo asinu klum mitzvos u'maisim tovim bo'lam haza. I have yet to achieve a significant number of mitzvos and maisim tovim in this world. So how am I going to come to stand in judgment before my Creator? Or, again, using the model of Sfiras HaOmer, when I come to the sixth week of the Omer, and I start to think, wait a minute, Kabbalah HaTorah is right around the corner. Right, I have 1 week left of Sfira after this. I have the week of Malchus, Kabbalah Somachus Shemayim, as a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah, which follows the 7 weeks of Sfira. So a person wakes up a little bit in the week of Yesod. I thought you could suggest this past Shabbos, maybe that's the reason that Parshas Bahar begins with a reference to Har Sinai, the famous Rashi at the beginning of Bahar, Ma'inyan Shmita Itzel Har Sinai, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, and Rashi wonders why Dafka here in the context of Shmita, are we talking about Har Sinai, but maybe from a calendaric perspective, as we enter into the week of Yesod, and we've crossed already the threshold of Lag Ba'Omer, and we've entered into the final 17 days of preparation for Shavuos, which is really, as the Sfarim explained, the first 32 days of the Omer is getting out of Tumas Mitzrayim, and from 33 to 49 is really preparing ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. That's why it's 17 days, B'gematria Tov, Ein Tov El Torah, as Chazal say, in the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Hei. But I was thinking, perhaps this parsha begins with a reference to Har Sinai, simply because it's Hashem's way of saying, listen, Har Sinai is coming into focus. It's not so far off. It's time to start realizing that Kabbalah Satorah, that the Yom Tov Shavuos, is perhaps closer than you thought. So a person will say to himself, I can't believe it. Sphira is flying by. We're already up to Yesod. Before you know it, it'll be Malchus and then Kabbalah Satorah. And I'm not ready for that. B'asher lo heichin libo b'chol yimei Sphira shavru. I haven't properly prepared myself. I haven't taken advantage of these days. L'tayar atzmeinu miklipaseinu, like some of the Lashonos we use in the Rabbono Shel Olam, in the tefillah that we say after counting Sphira. Hashem, I'm not there. The tower is not there. And the removal of the tumah is not there. But here's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us again in Parshas Bahar. In our Parsha, Hashem responds, and what does He say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good, I'm happy that you're thinking about it. The fact that you're wondering what's going to be with the tikkun, as Yismach Yisrael so explains, that humility and that bittul allows us to become truly big people. So again, this is Hashem's guarantee and response to us. For the person who's seeking closeness, Hashem is mekabel shavim. Shem yomar kein be'emes. If a person really asks this question, from the Omek HaLev, Oz, says the Pasuk, v'tzivisi as birchasi v'ashana hashishis. Hashem will help us to make up for lost time. You don't have to worry, Hashem says. I will offer you tremendous bracha in the sixth year. In the sixth day, Erev Shabbos, in the sixth year, Erev Shemitah, in the 60th year of your life, in the week of Yesod, of Sfiras HaOmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not too late. Hainu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mavtiach Lios Le'ezer Le'sad Shenizke L'tshuva Shleima. Hashem says, I'll help you, since you want to, you know, put down a new foundation. It's ironic in a very beautiful way. But the sixth week, and I realize this also this past Shabbos, that the sixth week of Sfira is called Yesod. Yesod means foundation. Obviously, apipnimius, it means a lot more than just foundation. But you would think the foundation should probably be the first week. A person builds a foundation before they build the building on top of it. How could it be that the sixth week is at the same time called Yesod? And I think there's such a beautiful insight here. That's exactly the point that Hashem is saying to us. When you wake up and it's the sixth week, and again, whether it's the Lag Ba'Omer that causes that Hisoris or something else, but for whatever reason, we're acknowledging here that there's some mitzias that a person will start to wonder in the sixth, what's going to be with the seventh and beyond. So perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, the sixth week is called Yesod. In case you think my building's going to collapse because I didn't put down a proper Yesod early enough, Hashem says, not too late to put down a Yesod. The sixth week, we can almost start over and put down that initial Yesod. I think it's a very important idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meramis to us by allowing the sixth of the seven lower spheros to be called Yesod. And it fits beautifully with this idea that he's developing here. So again, so when a person will ask the question in an honest way, what's going to be with me? Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to help you to build that Yesod. I'm going to help you to do that tshuva. I'm going to help you to realign yourself and experience and achieve tshuva shlema. Va'asas ha'tvua l'shlosh ha'shanim. And there's going to be what? Va'asas ha'tvua. What's va'asas? He says the va'asas is a lashon of tikkun. It's as if to say what we're going to do now is going to fix the moments that were lost, so to speak. Where do we see that being osa something means to be metakin something? Specifically, a lashon of tikkun. So he gives several examples. You have by the Eishes Yafas Toar, va'asa sipar ne'a, that she should be metakin her nails. Again, machlokes, what that means. Does it mean she cuts her nails, or more likely perhaps that she grows her nails? Or in Sefer Shmuel Beis, we have such an expression, v'lo asa sifamo. he hasn't made his mustache, means he hasn't properly trimmed or prepared his mustache. What Hashem is saying to us is, don't worry, I have a way of fixing it all. If you're serious, if you're sincere, if you're searching, if you're longing, Hashem says, I'll work it out. Hashem says, I'm going to shake you up a little bit, which is going to hopefully cause you to have increased concern. And from there, you'll have an even more sincere tshuva. And from the zidonos, the aveiros that were done intentionally, tshuva me'ava shall transform them into zechuyos, into merit. Umi, top of the next page, page 133. Umi shehu ba lezikna, shishim shana. And again, the one who reaches this age of 60. Yelo tikun al shalosh manim shalchai ha'adam anikru b'sfarim ha'kadoshim amida aliyah yerida. Another way to say how from the 6th it's going to bring bracha to 3 years. Again, 3 years means three stages of life. And the three stages of life, as the Sfarim HaKadoshim refer to them, is Amida, Aliyah, and Yerida. There's the Yemei Amida, the youthful years of a person's development. There's the Yemei Aliyah, which is the bulk, the middle section of one's life. And then the Yemei Yerida, so to speak, the descent of one's life as one prepares to depart from this world. But all three stages can get their tikkun through the sincerity and the questioning and the cheshbon hanefesh and the honesty of the one who asks the question, again, from the vantage point of the sixth year, as the mashal for all those variations of six. Umi shenafsho mara lo alachanas haShabbos Kodesh, a person who's concerned, who feels worried that his Shabbos should be the right type of Shabbos, yitukan hashlosha yom mecharisha v'kanis kalel. So then again, these days of Ches, Resh, and Shin, Chamishi, Revi, and Shishi will all be days that are properly used to prepare for Shabbos, and he will have the Noam and the Arevas of Kedushas Shabbos. Umisha Doeg al Dvar HaSvira, and a person, again, from the Svira model, who's thinking about this, Yizkel HaKavol, Omach HaShemayim, B'Shvua Abba Aleinu L'Tova. Such a person will prepare himself properly. He will be worthy of the week of Malchus. Malchus itself, Apipnimius, is a very humble state. Malchus is described in the Zohar as Leisli Migarmei Klum. It has nothing of its own. It corresponds to David HaMelech. It's a greatness that's achieved through, again, submission and a form of bittul. And then from there, a person will be able to come to the Yom Tov of Shavuos to reach, so to speak, level 50. Of course, 49 days of the Omer we count. The 50th day we don't count, but on that 50th day we receive the Torah. His maram is to the Nun Shari Bina, the 50 gates of deep understanding, which of course we strive for, and that's very much connected to this idea of counting the 7 weeks of the Omer. V'achar kach yizke litom tam arevus ni'imus mesikus me'or ha'Torah kadosha. And from there a person will come to experience, in a very true way, the sweetness and the beauty and the illumination of the Torah. Oraisa mi'chachma ila nafkis, the Torah which comes from the supernal wisdom of Hashem. Zehu shlosha hazmanim. And again, this is what we're trying to rectify and to properly align during these three zmanim. Again, corresponding to the days of Svira, the years of one's life, and the Shemitah cycle. And of course, the weekly relationship to Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. We'll just do one more small piece, and that's Os Hay, the last piece in Parshas Behar, on page 139. Just a nice little idea. It's part of a much longer discussion that he has throughout some of the middle pieces, but just one small piece. He quotes the Sefer Charedim, who quotes B'Shem the Medrash Hanalam. Chod mi Yisrael hu chote ve'ein b'kocho l'shuv el Hashem. V'kadosh Baruch Hu berov rachamav v'chasadav choshev tamid leval yidach v'menu nidach. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that there's a person who has sinned and he doesn't have the ability to do tshuv on his own, and Hashem in His kindness is always trying to help us along. He's trying to reach out to us that no one should be rejected, that everyone should find their way back. That's part of the guarantee that Hashem has given to Klal Yisrael. Nis'aber bo b'hachote hahu nishmas tzaddik echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes join the soul of a tzaddik. We'll have an ibur neshama, a joining of the soul of a tzaddik to this rasha, to this person who needs to do tshuva. And that neshama of the tzaddik will motivate or give the strength to this individual to do tshuva. al yaday hu zocha l'tshuva, and al yado, through that experience, he'll be zocha t'tshuva. V'kasher harbe l'fshoa chalila, and if a person, chas v'shalom, has sinned greatly, v'kasher chavitz l'tshuva cholibo, and he wants very badly to do tshuva, so what tzaddik is sent to help the most wayward sinners? Who can lift up the most wayward sinners and bring them back? He's given the ibur neshama of nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, and he says that's hinted to, it's alluded to very beautifully in the pasuk in Devarim Parag Gimel, v'yisaber Hashem bi lamanchem, which of course means pasuk pshat Hashem became frustrated with me because of you. Moshe has complained against Klal Yisrael, but part of what's being hinted to, b'derech pnimiyah says v'yisaber Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made ibur neshama with me because of you. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu was sent both in his time as the Shliach Hashem and for all time as the Shliach Hashem to be Machazek, a fallen Jew. What's the connection to the Parsha? The connection to the Parsha, of course, is the obligation to try to be Machazek Jews who need Chizuk. Right? The Pasuk says, Ki Yamuch Achicha, when your friend has a falling out. So that's not only a financial concern, which is very much spoken about in the Parsha, but also an emotional or a spiritual concern. So the pasuk says, "Ki amuch achicha," when your brother, when your fellow Jew has a yirida, "Kasher yachta chas v'shalom ezi ish mi Yisrael." So then, what's the response? So we have to try to. The language of the parsha is to always bring geula to that individual. Again, that means buy him out of his financial plight. If you're a relative of his, if you're able to support him, if you're able to assist him, but on a deeper level, says the Yismach Yisrael. That when a Jew sins, who's going to be the goel? Well, of course, the goel is Moshe Rabbeinu. Azai uva goelo, Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom hu goel. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the goel, as the Rachaim, it isn't quoted here, but the Rachaim HaKadosh brings this in Parshas Tetzav, if I'm not mistaken, that Moshe was the goel Rishon, and Moshe will be the goel Achron from the final galus. Kemavur bezor HaKadosh v'tikunei zor. On the pasuk ma shahaya hu shiyihya, as the Svarim bring again from this Tikkuni Zohar, that ma shahaya hu shiyihya is Rashi Tevos Moshe, hainu nitzas nismar tzadik, the spark of the soul of the tzadik to be machazik is given to the sinner, v'nasa hakarave love bebechinas ibur neshama, and again that's what the Torah is alluding to when it says that the relative, one who's close to him, will buy him out, very close to him, if you've taken on a spark of the soul of that individual, v'gol es mimkar achim ha'Yisrael, and then he's able to hopefully redeem his brother from his bad investments. And of course, the bad investments over here is a reference to the averos that he has done. So two beautiful lessons. Again, the importance of preparing ourselves throughout the course of our life and the course of our weeks and the course of the Shemitah cycle, in order to make sure that we're able to come to Shabbos in a way that's truly Shabbistic, again, in all of the different ways that we, modes that we described that seventh year, or seventh decade, or seventh week, seventh day of the week, or seventh week of Sfira, and this idea that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to work, even with the most sinful, sometimes sending Moshe Rabbeinu himself to assist us along the way. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, how lucky we are to have Rabbona Sholem, who so badly wants to bring us close, and tzaddikim and leaders like Moshe Rabbeinu, who want to give us the Torah, but also are willing to assist us in getting closer to Hashem in any way that we may need. I hope everyone has a wonderful Shabbos.